Jenna Hastings didn't exactly have momentum going into the 2024 Canadian Open DH. She's absorbed a slew of injuries, including most recently a broken leg that took up most of her off-season energy. Untimely ailments and crashes held her back from a semifinal berth at each of the last three World Cups in Liaogang, Val di Sole and Les Gets. But when Hastings is on top of her game, she's as fast as any lady out there. The New Zealander rebounded with a golden effort at Kronkworx Whistler, 4:13.219, turning back challenges from silver medalist Emmy Lan, 4:16.488, and Matilda Melton, who wrapped up bronze, 4:19.563. It's an entirely different podium from last July, with former champ Valentina Hall and Louise Ferguson both absent. "Feels pretty damn good," quipped Hastings about her title. "Over the last 3 days of practice, I didn't really feel like myself on my bike. I was kind of going through the motions, feeling doubt about missing some of the features, but today I found a new gear." Added Lan, the ascending Comox product, "It's pretty sick. Super awesome to be out here with everyone. The 1199 is Stevie Smith's thing, and I'm from Vancouver Island, myself, so it's really nice to be riding this course." Yet in some ways, it was Melton who truly stole the show. The 16-year-old wunderkind was one of only three riders to break the 4-minute, 20-second barrier and imposed a 13-second lead on Eleni Turkovic, the next fastest U19 woman, 4:32.660. Pella Ward was a distant third among juniors, 4:44.727. "It's really cool to be here in Whistler," Melton said. "I'm so happy to have been able to pull off a run today on this very technical track. I had a couple of scary moments in there, but I was able to get to the bottom and I'm really happy to take advice from some girls who I look up to a lot." After Action Report, "Not everyone made it down 1199 unscathed, which is par for this particular course. Seven contestants landed on the wrong side of the 5-minute mark. That victim list included Sophie Lawrence, who was excruciatingly close to taking the hot seat from Shania Rawson before her front tire gave way on the shark fin jump just dozens of meters from pay dirt. That forced Lawrence into an underwhelming 16th. Bailey Goldstone, too, was visibly dejected after a spill further up the track knocked her down into 18th. Two other locals fared somewhat better. Miranda Miller couldn't defend last year's silver medal after pulling out of a drop but managed 7th, and Whistler Secondary School alum Mary Smart could do no better than 12th. Fourth-place rider Aries Van Leeuwen looked to have the winning formula at one point by establishing her advantage in the second of four sectors on course. That was before Melton took everyone by storm. "She is honestly one of the sickest riders I know," Lan said. "I've known Matilda for a few years now. She's just so fast, so awesome, and one of the most stylish women on the scene. In my mind, she's still 12, so I'm like, oh my god, I'm about to get beat by a 12-year-old. She's definitely an up-and-comer to watch." Melton has honed her talent under the wing of fellow Bellingham Wash native Jill Kintner, a three-time queen of Kronkworx, four-time UCI mountain bike world champ and Olympic BMX bronze medalist. The young American's confidence grows with every fruitful outing on tour. "It's not even about the results, but just the amount of practice that I've gotten riding this track," said Melton. "I've been through Europe this year and I've been to a lot of bike parks over there, and truly nothing compares to Whistler." In search of the queendom, Queen of Kronkworx leader Martha Gill scratched and clawed her way down the punishing 1199 venue, though not with the aplomb of her aforementioned opponents. Gill finished 13th but did establish a valuable 40-point cushion over Jordy Scott, who did not race on Sunday. Rawson continues to lurk at 3rd in the Queen rankings. Her 8th-place lap is respectable in its own right, and it gets her to within 100 points of Scott. The Kiwi preaches and aims for consistency, and that's not about to change anytime soon. "I kept it quite conservative," Rawson said. "I wish I went a bit faster, but honestly I'm just happy to get down in one piece. 1199 has to be one of my favorite downhill tracks. I really do want to win, but I know it's going to come one day. At the moment, I'm just going to stay consistent. Peak News Magazine will deliver you more coverage of Kronkworks Whistler. Full results from the Canadian Open DH are found here.